conversation about safety when it comes to men and their emotions. Absolutely. We all should be able to provide a space that is emotionally safe and secure for both of our partners. But I continue to point the finger at your woman if she has tried. Sometimes the reason why you do not have the safety is because you will not allow the safety. There are so many instances where we have seen men who have tried to remain with this stoic demeanor, who have a fear of vulnerability, who perceive that if they express emotions, they perceive that they're going to be seen as weak. And so because of that, they won't express their emotions, they won't share their thoughts, they won't express their concerns, but yet they scream and they cry and they constantly tell a woman that they need the safety. How can she grant you safety if you will not allow yourself to move forward?
The whole "we need a safe space for men," I think that's a pointless thing to say, because you shouldn't have to say that to somebody that you love or somebody that is your significant other, because in my eyes, a woman's there to be a helpmate. She's supposed to be the one that fills you up so you can go out in the world to be a man. And if she's not doing that, y'all shouldn't be having no conversation about safe spaces. You should just find somebody that treats you the way you want to be treated and considers your feelings the way you want them to be considered. The problem that I think a lot of men have is that they're masquerading as macho and trying to be this indestructible big John Henry ass. And when I say masquerading, that means that's not who they really are. They want people to perceive them as that. You're just not naturally masculine, meaning you don't necessarily have to scream and freaking have the biggest muscles in the world to be masculine. You don't have to do all that with a woman that's emotionally intelligent. Your masculinity is going to speak for itself in just the way that you lead your life if you are not worth being with. You know what I'm saying? There's so many layers of this. Number one, with it being that a lot of men these days have terrible choices in women. A lot of guys have been simped out. And my definition of simping is, in a short way to say it, you think that a woman is great and beautiful just because she's a woman. You worship a woman because she's able to have a child. You worship a woman as if you can't, as if you don't release the actual DNA for that child to be born. We kind of add to that equation, or we kind of start the equation, but whatever. You worship women for being them and not the qualities that the actual woman brings. So the goalposts are uneven from the beginning, because a woman's not going to worship you because you're a man, just because you're biologically a man, because that's what they're telling us to do. And not all women, but the women that y'all like to choose, that's what they be telling y'all to do, and y'all listen to it. You somehow have the idea that just because a woman is a woman and that's her biology, that she somehow deserves something, or she somehow can be taken easy on and, you know, not be held accountable for things. We got to really think about these relationships when we talk about them. And of course, men, they're not going to be accountable to all of these things, because you can't even be accountable enough to say, yeah, I don't speak up when needed. You know what I'm saying? And I think this might be a little bit of a rant, but I'm going to try to follow me. I can't tell you how many times I've asked around my age, why you ain't just say that then? Why you ain't just say that when we was doing this? Why you let this whole shit go past? You know what I'm saying? If that's how you really felt. Because I can just imagine what it's like being in a relationship with a man that thinks like this. Not even in just like as far as my romantic relationship, period. I don't mess with women that don't believe in letting men express their feelings and be themselves. Not because I'm a crybaby or I'm some complaining ass, but I'm a human being. I'm a human being just like you are. I have feelings just like you do. Maybe I'm not as emotional, and maybe I don't need them to be coddled. But if I feel some type of way, I feel disrespected, or I feel like you could have handled me better in the situation, and you neglect me or you shut me down, oh, that means you don't respect me. Or it means that you don't respect men. Whatever it is, I'm not wasting my time with that, because I ain't gonna lie to you. I'm a real nigga. And when I say I'm a real nigga, like, I don't believe in doing people wrong. I damn sure I'm not gonna do my girl wrong or put her in some weird type of position ever, no matter like what the circumstance is. I just don't believe in that. I believe in protecting your significant other in many ways.
And we need everything reciprocated. This,
like, she not coming on camera next episode. Why she not coming on camera next episode? Because she got something going on that's normal. But I'm not about to put my girlfriend out here so you motherfuckers that don't got nothing going on love-wise can shit on her to try to make her feel some type of way about herself. Not doing that. A lot of these dudes, they don't really know the real definition of being masculine or like being a real man. They've been raised by feminine figures, so the way that they handle things is sometimes how a woman might handle things. We all have a communication issue, especially in about Black community, because we all put our feelings in the forefront. Not feelings, our feelings. See, you would think that in the Black community that we focus on feelings and niggas getting their feelings so much that they would somehow be cognizant of other people's feelings. That's not the case. With this culture that we live in, where it's me, 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 we have ourselves, we kind of get the brunt end of the sticks, and we're devolving as the day goes by because we get the brunt end of the stick. We all the bullshit that's on social media, not because it's pushed to us, yes, but it's pushed to us because people that are pushing it know that we're going to eat it up. Anytime you hear a content creator talk, they'll always talk about how they don't want to hear no positive. That's just how we are wired. It's a lot of people are raised to think that like what they care about is the only thing that matters, and they don't really do nothing wrong because they can do whatever they want. So how would anything that they do be wrong if they can do whatever they want? A lot of people, they're not going to say these things. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people don't necessarily say the things that need to be said to understand where each other are coming from. Myself, I grew up with my dad, but we grew up in, we grew up in, because it's still liberal now, we grew up in a liberal city. And my experience with possible feminists and liberal women, it always used to make me think that I was like a little rude or kind of an asshole. And I'm not going to say I'm not fully an asshole, but I'm not a jerk. But the thing is, there is a certain type of woman that can manipulate you into thinking that you standing up for yourself, or you just setting the record straight that you're not going to be disrespected or played with, is toxic masculinity or somehow feminine. Because that's the thing now. We have, like, everything is so convoluted now that some people will say, like, if you're a man trying to address a woman for something that you don't accept that she did to you, or something that you just don't respect, maybe she disrespected you, her response will be, oh, you coming at a girl like that, you're not a real man. Well, you're an adult and I'm an adult, and if you coming at me a certain type of way and it's not, and I'm not going to let it happen again, I'm going to let you know about that. I don't see what's feminine about that. Y'all take too much stock into what women say. Like Shaq said the other day, you know, you're never supposed to open up to a woman because y'all get into a fight, she won't throw it in your face. That's not the woman that you need, in my opinion. That's not the woman that you need. I believe that if you trust your girl enough to be vulnerable and let her in, and she takes advantage of you giving her that privilege, she shouldn't have the privilege of being your girl no more. Now, if you have not realized that until y'all have a kid, that doesn't give you an excuse. That just means that you weren't responsible in vetting out the woman that you wanted to be with, right? All of these things have always been red flags for me. Not to say that my relationship is the best, because I don't know you. Relationships, it's not my concern. I'll know my relationship and the things that I go through. I can't really relate to all this bullshit, because what's the point of being in a relationship? It's just, if it's just gonna bring like more foolery and trauma. If y'all not coming together to really do something and make each other better people, create good people, and create a life to where y'all are content and you getting some bread, I don't understand why y'all together. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm just, and it might be the only child or the abandonment thing that I've come to terms with. Like, fam, I'm cool with being alone. I'm cool with not having nobody there if everybody that's going to be there is here for something that I can give them or something that they think they can get from me. I don't need that type of love. You know what I'm saying? Like, and I'm cool with stuff not taking as maybe stuff taking more time because of that, because I could get a leg up, because I could use somebody like they using me. I just don't really value the things that come with people like that. You know what I'm saying? I'd rather be around genuine people and have a little bit of money than have all the money in the world and be around a bunch of snakes. I just, like, I can't operate like that. There's a certain time in life that you just not valuing looking out for your fellow man in terms of just loyalty, it would be mind-boggling to me when I would see people like that and see them like really acting like that in a purpose. But this is where the world's at. If you a dude that you can express yourself and you can get your point across and you can regulate your emotions, why would you waste your time with somebody that can't or that won't receive that? Or you have to speak up. And like, I just think there are some dudes, they have been like finessed into being feminine, not as far as like looks wise, but just the way that they act. Because number one, they think that you're supposed to lie to women to get what you want out of them and, you know, happy wife and keep them happy and, you know, make sure that she could just shut her ass up so you can go into your man cave. I'm not going to lie. A lot of y'all tickle me with the way that you treat relationships as like a chess game. Oh, you know, I'm going to get what I can out of him, you know, before. And, you know what I'm saying? It don't matter. He could get whatever. He could get this, get that. But that don't mean nothing. I got this out of him and I'm going to use it. I'm going to use it to, you know, fund whatever, and I'm going to get it out of the next nigga, too. And then you niggas, oh, you know, I don't care about nothing. I'm just trying to get this pussy, and I'm going to say whatever I got to say. I'm going to put myself in situations, and I'm going to get pussy whipped. Like, I would like to talk about the whole psychology of being pussy whipped and fatherlessness and just being so gung-ho over a woman that's not really helping you. They ain't got nothing to really put on the table but that box. But we ain't gonna get into all of that because I ain't no goddamn psychologist, but I think there's some type of connection. If you do give her everything she wants and never speak against any decision being made, never bring in any logic to it, eventually she's gonna hate you for it because she's gonna see that, oh wow, my decisions got me here. And just like women do, She don't gotta own up for that. You right there. She gonna put it all on you. It is your fault because you put yourself in whatever jail you've landed in after 10, 20 years of you just doing what you want, doing all the happy life shit, rejecting your happiness and all this shit. Niggas think that just letting motherfuckers run over them and making and just because they doing their duties that's a man. Like, no, bro, you deserve respect, bro. You deserve respect. I'm not saying that you shouldn't do what you're supposed to do for your family, but your family shouldn't shit on you. I'm not saying ask for a thank you every 5 minutes, but bro, your family should express some type of gratitude to you if you're doing what you're supposed to be doing. And if they don't, that's a problem, bro. That's a problem on both ends, because how did you begin a family with somebody that don't appreciate you? Like, by the time you get to the point where, oh, I do this for her and the kids and da da da, I know she do this, but I show up too, but she still don't, and she don't make the kids listen. Bro, you're already so far gone, bro. You might as well try the couples therapy. You might as well start doing the whole co-parenting thing, because that's the direction you're going into. I think we just all start off shit on the wrong foot. And I made it a point to not do that when me and my girl first got together, because it was certain things that she had going on in her life that I wouldn't say I didn't approve of, but it just was like, yeah, bro, that's just not the smartest way to spend your time, and I don't fuck with it. Like, I'm gonna just keep it straight up. And, like, see, the thing is, when it's like with me and my girl, like, she knows that I love her. She knows that I care about her, and she knows that my love and care for her is not just some sappy, it's not just some saying it to make you feel good type. No, it's real love. This is actionable love. If I have to cuss you out for you to get the point across because you're not listening to me and you're going to do something that's going to hurt us or just you, that's what's going to happen. Am I going to be disrespectful? No, but nigga, I'm going to get upset if I'm telling you something and you don't have any facts to go against what I'm saying. You just don't want to listen. You just want to do what you want to do. And that's disrespectful to me because I just don't do what I want to do to you. Think of it like this, bro. How do you think that you don't have to, like, that you don't get the same consideration when if you did that to her, it would be World War II? What woman you know is going to be cool with not being considered at all within her feelings? And this is something that is taught because a lot of you don't say nothing. A lot of you think that it's cool when a woman is, like, feisty or defiant or combative. I don't understand that. Like, you're just not going to sit here and question my intelligence every 5 seconds as if I'm some doorknob. If I'm a doorknob, go with another. But this whole dynamic, that can never work with me because that is a respect thing when it comes to me. I'm going to let you know what's going on. I'm going to let you know. And this is what I do. Because I like to try to communicate first, because most times if we are operating out of love and if y'all care about each other, it really shouldn't get to no argument, because sometimes when it comes to these arguments, it's because it's something that's not said, and it's just sitting on a person's heart, and they don't really say nothing until they just explode, or an argument is coming from a person that you like, they really feel like you don't deserve what you asking for, the respect that you asking for. And both these sides is crazy. Me, I like putting this shit out there because I want to see how you respond, because that's how I know how I'm gonna respond. So boom, if I tell you, and this is anybody, but with a woman in particular, because I'm not going back and forth with no woman, because we live in the simp ages, and you can be dead right, and a nigga like goofy simp ass nigga will get on you because you hold a woman accountable, and somehow it makes sense not to hold a human being, a grown up, accountable for the wrong that they do, especially one that you have relationship with. Doesn't make sense at all, does it? But it's niggas that think like this because, number one, they was raised like that. Number two, you just a hoe. You know what I'm saying? You just a hoe. You get ran through. You know what I'm saying? You get ran through because you can't talk. But what I do is I communicate what's going on. Once that response comes, that's going to tell me whether or not to keep fucking with you. If I tell you, hey, I don't like the way, like, don't bring that drama to me. And this is what a lot of people do. A lot of people that, like, a lot of the women that don't care for a man to open up, because we're not going to sit here and act like it's not women that do this. We're not going to sit here and act like it's not a whole generation of women that have raised these men that do this. We're not going to do this. We're not going to lie like this. I'll tell you a personal story. I won't tell the details, but I'll tell you a personal story. So it's somebody, they keep calling me, and I've told this story before, but this is a perfect story because it's completely disrespectful, completely silly, and completely devoid of considering my feelings in the situation. So an elder woman that I know, every time I'm not doing something for somebody that they want me to do, they go to making stuff up and crying to her so that she can make me do whatever they want me to do. Now, of course, I'm a grown ass man, so you're not about to make me do nothing when you, like, this is just period, especially when it's something that just isn't beneficial, sometimes not legal. So after a while of, you know, oh, you need to do this, you need to do this, and I'm calling her saying, hey, bro, that's complete bullshit. You don't know what you're talking about, and I'm not doing that shit, so you might as well just get over it. Once you keep calling me saying the same shit, like, I ain't told you, yo, I'm not with that. I don't fuck with niggas that do that. That nigga's a buster. I don't give a fuck about that nigga. That nigga can burn in hell because he foul. And I don't fuck with foul niggas. He, she foul. Like, I don't give a fuck what niggas is talking about. Fuck them niggas, and you got to deal with that. Once I make it clear that, yo, I don't rock like that, and I don't appreciate how you treating me, you don't want to address it, because that's what a lot of people do. A lot of disrespectful people, man, because we have to be cognizant and be truthful that if these niggas are feminine, these niggas act like this too, because they cannot communicate, which is, I mean, this is the point of this video. A lot of us cannot communicate. It doesn't matter if you're a man or a woman. But, you know, once I let you know I ain't fucking with it, and you just glaze past it, or you try to laugh like the shit is funny, I already know it's over for you at that point, because there's no reason to sit here and go back and forth. I said it once is enough. Now, sometimes I try to give people grace because I do know, like, I do understand that, and it's annoying to deal with, but it's people in my family that are over 50 and communicate like teenagers. It's extremely frustrating. I've given up at this point, to be honest with you, on, like, really trying to communicate. But at a point in the past, I would try, but then I would realize, yeah, this is just you not wanting to have a hard conversation, not wanting to make yourself uncomfortable or vulnerable. That's a dangerous person, because if you are never vulnerable, if you are never uncomfortable, what actual progress is being made? And people don't want to talk about these things because you got to give real answers, fam. Myself, and I think the point that I want to make with this video is, speak the fuck up. Niggas need to speak the fuck up, bro. Niggas get finessed into so much goofy shit and just accepting so much bullshit because you don't want to hurt somebody's feelings. Do this person care about your feelings, bro? Do this, like, fam, dog. This soft shit, this soft baby back bullshit that they got men on, fam. Like, you need to act like you at war with niggas. I act like I'm at war with niggas. You know why? Because you nip shit in the bud real early. Me, niggas have a short list with me because it's just certain things that you do. You can just tell the type of person the person is. Like, fam, if I ask you, hey, can you make sure not to do that? Can you make sure whatever regards in something that we involved in, and you don't pay no attention to my request, even though I personally took the time to directly communicate it to you, you are probably disrespectful. You probably don't value loyalty and camaraderie and building something with somebody that cares about you. You probably don't understand it. And I don't have time to teach you how to love and care for people like regular human beings. You can get the fuck on. Hey, if I see that you have a spirit of jealousy, you have a spirit of just wanting to be near fuck shit, and I let you know I'm not with that, and you keep going, that mean that you value that more than you value me. I'm not about to try to sell you to value me, nigga. I'm valuable. If you can't see it, why am I trying to show you? That's like trying to sell some dope to a pastor, to a real pastor, to a man of God. You know what I'm saying? That's like trying to sell it to somebody straight edge. You are wasting your time. So many of us, and I've always thought this, but I never want to say these things out loud, but once I hear another grown man say it, or once I hear multiple grown men say it and explain their perspective on it, I go out and say these things. Arguing, long drawn out arguing is feminine. It's feminine because a long drawn out argument, most of you guys argue to make the other person mad, or argue to just make the other person shut up, not actually arguing because you feel disrespected or you're upset and you feel like it's to the point where you can't control the way that you're trying to communicate. So you're letting somebody know how you feel, but it's just because you're so hyped up. No, niggas are so like, niggas like push away people's feelings so much that a nigga can get mad. Like, this is the thing, bro. This is psychology of people. This is why I don't like being around niggas, because people, they don't want to use their brains enough to actually like solve problems and shit. You can get legitimately upset with somebody, not disrespect them, but just let them know, yo, I don't appreciate that. And they'll turn the conversation about how you are addressing them as if the action didn't cause a reaction. Bro, you have to steer clear of people like this, and you cannot give them passes because they thrive in dysfunction. And once you give them the key and gateway and let them know, hey, you can bring your dysfunction in here, you can't be mad at them for just keeping that dysfunction around, bro. I, for myself, it's believe people when they tell you who they are. Believe people when they tell you who they are, and don't second guess yourself because you fuck with the idea of this person more than you fuck with how this person's treating you. You know what I'm saying? Like, bro, like, I don't get it, bro. It's a lot of dudes, like, niggas do need to step up and get off this hoe-ass shit, because if y'all wouldn't give women the runway that y'all give them, they wouldn't feel like they could treat niggas the way to treat y'all the way that they treat niggas today. Like, the demanding of money is crazy. I don't see why you would ever wife a woman that demands money from you as if she's the federal government. And like one nigga said the other day, like, I'm so tired of bad bitches acting like niggas owe them money just because they look good. Like, fam, why are you having it? Like, I'm sure that you can find a woman that looks just as good or better and do it up with that, and then have her leave and be way less stressful than some that's demanding for you to financially do whatever to get a relationship with them. Yes, relationship's not all about love. It's not all about love, but it should start off with it, and it should start off with you seeing, hey, this person has this quality. Let's build from there. Not, oh wow, I was able to, like, you niggas, like, fam, niggas don't understand. You're starting off already down bad. You had to give her some money to talk to her, and the niggas will say, oh, just because you broke, don't talk about what I'm doing. You know, you can't do it. That's why you don't do it. No, bro. I value my self-respect, fam. If I can't get her, by charming her, by her seeing the type of man I am, what I got going on. I don't need her, bro. Niggas think that they're getting these. I just, like, there's nothing wrong with approaching a woman and letting her know how you feel. But, like, a woman that's choosing, I don't know, man. Like, and it's just outwardly telling you that she's choosing. I don't know, man. A lot, like, clips like this, I just can't help but think, like, a lot of you niggas, y'all are in relationships that went with women that should have never even got past being a sneaky link. You know what I'm saying? That's just what I feel. That's just what it sounds like to me. It sounds like a lot of you niggas is some you can make a hoe into a housewife type niggas. And I think that's the most simp ass shit I've heard in my life. Oh, man. But yeah, when it comes down to it, fam, it is on us because there's so many niggas that don't say shit, and you have this false Superman concept of what masculinity is, and as like masculinity doesn't require any feelings, and the only reason that you say that is because you can't think, you can't express yourself, you can't say how you feel in a way to where it's not just you barking. And it's not because you couldn't do it growing up, because I couldn't do it growing up either. I can't tell you how many times I've been slapped in the mouth because I kept talking when somebody told me to shut up, or because I wasn't agreeing with some bullshit just because a nigga was saying it to try to make me feel a type of way, bro. I rejected that, fam. I rejected that because I could talk. God gave me a mouth to talk. And we all were given discernment and morals and a level of morality, and I can see what's wrong and what's right. And you're not going to sit here and tell me nobody can be right just because of their gender, sex, or however y'all want to put it. That's goofy, bro. That's goofy. But for real closing, we, as always, when it comes to these relationship things, we all taking L's. We both wrong. There's both things that men and women can do on both ends that could make things better. But y'all don't want to do this because y'all want to listen to social media and listen to niggas in the hood acting like it's cool to be able to use somebody when it's all going to come back around. It's going to come back around to you, and you're going to be used like you tried to use somebody, or it's going to be your kid. And they're going to be getting used up just like you used to use motherfuckers. And you're going to act like you don't know where it came from. But you know what I'm saying? That's the thing. People don't think relationships is worth talking about, but all of these, if not some of these, if not all, type of relationships usually breeds a child. And when you breed a child, that type of fuck shit, you get things that are happening right now where these Walmarts are being closed, all these stores are leaving, and food deserts are being created. You know who created those food deserts? Children of parents who are irresponsible with who they deal with and irresponsible with who they give their heart to. That's just my opinion, though. Y'all let me know how y'all feel in the comments. Yo. Black is beautiful, shawty, black is bold. Black is black, true, but black is gold.